Good morning. I'd like to call the January 26 meeting of the Water Planning Environmental Committee to order. Suzanne, will you please call the roll?
Chair Miller?
Here.
Vice Chair Freehoff?
Present.
Supervisor Aguirre? Directors Castaneda?
Here.
Coates Hedberg?
Here.
Douglas? Lines?
Here.
Macedo? Myers?
Here.
Molina?
Here.
Paul?
Yes, present.
Roback?
Present.
Scalzitti?
Here.
Wall? Chair Miller, you have a quorum of the committee.
Thanks, Suzanne. As we discuss the items on the agenda, we'll be calling on committee members first and then the rest of the board after that. So just push your speaker button if you wish to speak. Are there any additions to the agenda?
No, we have none.
Do we have any public comments at this time?
Yes, we do. Calling on public comments for matters on the Water Planning and Environmental Committee agenda or within the jurisdiction of the committee. You will have 3 minutes to make your comments. Mrs. Javier, you may begin now.
Good morning. Into hands we trust. We, Cesar and Perita Javier, both seniors and with existing medical condition and victims of ceramics manufacturing and kiln emissions, toxic gas located, constructed, and operated at the Presidential Zone neighborhood since 1984. We are hurt physically, emotionally, and financially. We live in fear, depression, anxiety, stress. We need water to clean the surfaces from droplets of particulates and contaminations, and water to irrigate plants and trees as advised by EPA Sacramento. EPA, federal authority, responded explaining that APCD must look at the limit of permit and that the issue falls on city zoning standard. City code enforcement referred us to APCD or pollution jurisdiction. Director Paula Forbes of APCO says it is a nuisance case period. Her compliance and engineering department says otherwise, no other. Its impact was negligent region-wide divide. Councillor Rivera, our D9 leadership responded saying he will read out APCD only to discover he is one of the 11 governing board member of APCD. How could he investigate when absenteeism?
Okay. Again, we are here not to compete with our five human dimension, your geniuses, but rather compete with moral dimension, which we have been longing, that is justice. We heard your ideas. We heard your acceptance. We heard your opposition. And thank you for that lesson on the earlier discussion, because that is what we would like to confirm to you as consistent attendees of the City Council meeting since 2021. It is not what we call a water problem, according to the Iba, a Christian public servant. He could raise his chin to anyone. He said, it is not about water problem, but it is all about governance. Hear me, hear us. Where is Serrano? Citizen Serrano. Where is, oh, thank you, the journalist, the king of Balboa Zoo, spending millions of maintaining the zoo, while us in need of water. The CDC garden in the District 9 is wasting water at night
time. Your time is up. Thank you for your comments.
Because they close, they don't close the water, the faucet. It's a waste, and the city has not done something positive.
Sir, your time's expired. Thank you for your comment.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. Thank you. Help us.
Thanks for your comments and to take the time to come. Okay, for the chair's report, we have a new member of the committee. That's the city's new rep, Tim Douglas. I don't see him in his chair, but he will be joining us on this committee. He already quit. It must all be about Mark. Mark, what'd you do? Okay, the progress report on the Water Planning and Environmental Committee work plans included on page 401 in this month's board packet. The work plan covers the calendar years 25 and 26. The work plan was adopted by the committee in March of 25. Some highlighted items in our committee's work plan are to review and approve the 2024 Water Facilities Master Plan, which we did in April of 25, to review and consider approval of the 25 Urban Water Management Plan, which we'll do in May this year, 26, to review and consider adoption of the CEQA documents for capital improvements and energy projects. That's what we're going to be looking to do. A final report on the work plan will be provided at the last regular board meeting of 2026. If you have any questions or would like to make any comments, please contact Jeff Stevenson in Water Resources, or if you don't want an answer, you can contact me. Are there any director comments? Vice Chair Dana, do you have anything?
Actually, I do have a brief comment. As many of you know, I'm on the Association of California Water Agencies, or AQUA, board, and I just want to take this opportunity to thank the Water Authority staff for participating in the last AQUA conference. We had it here in San Diego back in December. And I know we had Dan Denham, Trish Berg, and Lisa Marie, Mina, was also involved. So I just want to thank the staff for their participation, because without them, we couldn't have a conference without speakers. So, and I especially want to thank Mina and Dan for the Colorado River panel. It was very well attended in a large room that was packed, and which I think is very important, because the folks throughout the state need to realize that what's going on the Colorado River isn't just a Southern California issue. So again, I just wanted to take this opportunity to thank the staff for participating in the conference. So thank you.
Thanks, Dana. I know our staff does a lot for all of us and does a great job behind the scenes. So I do also appreciate the Met staff, especially the Met staff, like Mina's staff, is a great attribute for the delegates to when we go to the meetings, to be so well prepared. Okay, under action, discussion, and presentation, we have three action items today, the presentation. Up first, summer Adelberg, the Water Resources Manager, will present on a memorandum of understanding with the City of San Diego, the County of San Diego, for implementation of the Integrated Regional Water Management Program activities. Say that fast three times. Thank you.
Good morning. Thank Summer. You. Like you said, my name is Summer Adelberg, Water Resources Manager, and today I'll be talking about the MOU with the what I'm going to call the IRWM program. This can be found on page 328 of your board packet. So in 2002...
Can you move your microphone a little closer? There you go.
Is that a little better? Is that better? Okay. In 2002, the Regional Water Management Planning Act was formally established through state legislation to develop the IRWM program to help address the state's water challenges. The IRWM is led by the Department of Water Resources and involves coordinating and integrating water planning activities within a defined region to improve regional water reliability and water quality. There are 48 active IRW regions in California, and in order to create a region and become eligible to apply for IRWM funding, parties in a geographic area must define their boundaries and then establish a regional water management group, or RWMG. The RWM planning includes regional water management goals and serves as a mechanism to obtain grant funding to achieve those goals. In 2005, the Water Authority, the City of San Diego, and the County of San Diego formed the RWMG when it ratified its first MOU. Since then, the Water Authority has entered into four MOUs with the county and the city. The San Diego region is defined by the 11 watersheds that are tributary to the coastal waters of San Diego County. The current MOU expired on December 31st of 2025. And since then, in 2006, the RWMG together formed a regional advisory committee to guide the development of the region's first IRWM plan, update regional information, and identify priorities for future plan updates. Since formation of the RWMG, San Diego region has secured over $132 million in state funding to support 84 projects that address drought resiliency, disadvantaged community and tribal community needs, habitat restoration, and infrastructure improvements. The RWMG developed the original 2007 San Diego RWM plan and subsequent updates in 2013 and 2019. These were adopted by the Water Authority Board, San Diego City Council, and the County Board of Supervisors. Of the total funding, $88 million has been allocated to support 14 projects sponsored by the Water Authority and 30 projects sponsored by member agencies and some additional funds for grant administration. Example projects that received funding is the City of San Diego's Tecolote Creek Watershed Protection Project and the Water Authority's Multi-Benefit Solutions for Climate Resiliency in the San Diego region. In terms of funding for the MOU, execution of the MOU is a priority initiative identified in this calendar year 25-26 Water Planning and Environmental Committee work plan. And because of that, beginning in September of 2025, the Water Authority, working in partnership with the city and the county as the RWMG, began preparation of a new MOU that will become effective upon approval beginning February 1 through December 31st, 2030. The MOU includes terms related to administration of the IRWM program and requires that the Water Authority, the city, and the county are equal partners in the funding, development, and submission of IRWM grant applications. Additionally, the MOU identifies the Water Authority as the program manager, and on acting on behalf of the RWMG is the grant administrator for all projects. Ongoing and future MOU activities include continued grant administration of 14 current projects and approximately $22 million in grant funding. Potentially a 2019 IRWM plan update is needed to address changing state guidelines. And most importantly, tracking state and federal IRWM grant opportunities, including Proposition 4 funding, which currently has $100 million allocated for IRWM activities. Now, in terms of funding, the MOU requires each RWMG party to provide approximately $333,000 over the next 5 years to implement the IRWM program. Of that funding, a portion of each agency's share, approximately $66,000, will be used to reimburse the Water Authority for its staff time to manage the program. And the remainder of the funding under the MOU will be used for consultant support services and compliance with IRWM program guidelines, future plan updates, grant applications, IRWM website update, and public and educational outreach activities. $150,000 was included in the Water Authority's adopted multi-year budget for fiscal years 26 and 27, which is sufficient to meet the funding obligations of the MOU for those years. The term of this year is expressly contingent upon future funding by the Water Authority, the city, and the county. Participation in the MOU was approved by the city and authorized by the County Board of Supervisors. So if approved today by the Water Authority Board, the MOU would be ratified by the three parties as members of the RWMG. So the staff recommendation is to approve the MOU with the city and the county for IRWM planning and implementation activities. And that concludes my presentation.
Thank you, Summer. Questions? I have Dana Freehoff first.
Great, thank you. Thank you for the presentation. I'm going to make a motion to support the staff recommendation to approve the memorandum of understanding with the city and county of San Diego for implementation of the IRWM program. I think this is an excellent program. It brings everyone from the region together to talk about water and environmental and wastewater issues, and also to try to secure some of that $100 million in Prop 4 funding to bring it to our community. And again, help to, you know, when we're talking about affordability, this is one of those little tools that we can use to help on the affordability issue. So with that, I made that motion.
Second. And I'll second. Secretary Lyons.
Okay. Motion from Director Freehoff, second by Director Lyons. Well said, Dana. This is a good program. It's how we get money, and we've been pretty successful at it. So any other questions? Suzanne, can we have a roll call, please?
Chair Miller?
Aye.
Vice Chair Freehoff?
Aye.
Directors Castaneda?
Yes.
Coates Hedberg?
Yes.
Douglas?
Yes.
Lines?
Yes.
Macedo?
Yes.
Myers?
Yes.
Molina? Paul?
Yes, approve.
Roback?
Yes.
Scalzitti?
Yes.
Wall? And Supervisor Aguirre?
Oh, we just need to write
that. Chair Miller, the motion passes.
Thank you. Seeing Mr. Douglas is back, I'd like to recognize you as being a new member on this committee and welcome you to the committee. You have any initial comments?
Tim, I told him you quit and you left.
Yeah, we thought you left.
Already too much for you.
I should have hit the road, huh?
Yeah.
I had an opportunity. I want to thank you folks for giving me the opportunity for being here. And I look forward to working closely with everyone to get to the end goals. And that's to provide safe, sustainable water to San Diego across the board. And I'm very open, and I try to be very transparent. And let's get to the end game. Thank you, folks.
Thanks, Tim, and we apologize for sitting in next to Mark, but I think you'll be able to survive. All right, up next, Loisa Burton, Supervising Management Analyst, will present on the professional service contract and with Woodward and Curran for Integrated Regional Water Management Program Services. Jeff, I see you're standing up there.
I just want to say a couple words before Loisa comes up. I just want to connect the dots on the relationship between the MOU that you just heard about and this contract. This contract is to support the MOU itself. So it's not additional dollars. It's coming out of that MOU, and it's split up three ways between the Water Authority, the city, and the county. So just want to make that clear that the MOU is supported by this contract because we have two staff members, and $100+ million is a lot for two staff members to manage and track from the state. Thank you.
Thank you, Jeff. Good morning, Chair Miller, members of the committee and the board. I'm Loisa Burton, Supervising Management Analyst and Grant Administrator for the Integrated Regional Water Management Program, also known as IRWM. Today, I will be presenting the professional services contract for the program. This item can be found on page 340 of the board packet. As summer outlined, the MOU establishes the framework and shared commitments for implementing the San Diego IRWM. This item provides the professional services needed to carry out those activities efficiently and maintain continuity. The San Diego IRWM integrates regional water planning and implementation. It was established in 2005 as a state-approved, regionally implemented program. The Water Authority serves as the grant administrator, working with the regional partners through the Regional Water Management Group, or RWMG. Professional support services supplement staff resources to help implement program activities. And to date, the program has distributed a total of $111 million to local project sponsors across the San Diego region. The prior professional services contract expired on December 31st, 2025. However, continued consultant support is needed to maintain operational continuity for RWMG activities, support ongoing grant compliance, and prepare for future funding opportunities, including the upcoming Proposition 4. As a result, a competitive request for proposal for support services was issued in March of 2025 and distributed through the Water Authority's vendor network, BidNet, which reaches more than 2,000 vendors. A pre-proposal meeting was held in April of the same year with seven firms in attendance. Six proposals were received and evaluated by a multi-agency panel representing the RWMG partners. Four firms were interviewed subsequently in June of 2025. Based on their experience, capacity, cost control, past performance, and overall work approach, Woodard & Curran was selected by the panel as the most qualified firm. They have a proven track record with successful IRWM grant applications that were awarded to the San Diego IRWM program by DWR. The anticipated professional services contract contains a well-defined scope of work. Some of the work includes governance coordination, public outreach, policy updates, and grant preparation. It also includes facilitation of RWMG activities, disadvantaged communities and tribal engagement, and readiness for future grant applications. The contract will end in June of 2029 with option to extend an additional 18 months if approved. The contract has a not to exceed amount of $503,255 shared equally among the three RWMG member agencies. This contract is supported by funds allocated in the fiscal year 2026-2027 adopted budget. In closing, staff recommends the board approve a professional services contract with Woodard & Curran for a not to exceed amount of $503,255 with a termination date of June 30th, 2029. This concludes my presentation. Thank you.
Thank you. Good presentation. I have one hand up, Director Coates Hedberg.
Thank you, Chair Miller. Thank you for your presentation. And I, you know, really am pleased to see that, you know, we have a really great contract amount of $500,000. And this means that the consultant fees are like about $100,000 less per agency, right? Which we had in the previous agenda.
I can't do the math on the fly. Jeff, how about you?
We got a better deal than we had expected.
So the difference here is the contract duration is for 3.5 years and the MOU is for 5. So that's where the math doesn't quite add up.
Okay, so basically then we're anticipating potentially more consulting fees for going further.
Correct.
Further forward. Okay. I also noticed that they did the contract before, between 2020 and 2024, Woodard and Kern. And I would suggest, I went to the website, and I know one of the items is to update the website. And it would be nice to, you know, have them update kind of the what goes forward, new contracts, but also update old contracts, because sometimes some of those contracts, the jobs, the projects changed a bit. So it you know, it's a really great information, but I move that we approve the contract services for Woodard and Curran for the IRWP. MP.
Thanks, Kathleen.
You're welcome.
Second from Director Molina. Anybody else have any questions? Well, this is a great program and we don't have enough staff to administer it. We get a lot of money in grants. It's very successful. I think every water agency in here hopes and dreams of getting grants to do their projects. So this is a much needed part of our business plan. Although, okay, we can do a voice vote. All those in favor? Opposed? Abstentions? Okay, motion carries. We're on a roll.
Thank you.
Okay, last item on the list is the water supply conditions. Efren Lopez, our senior water resources specialist, will provide an update for us.
Good morning, Chair Miller, members of the committee and board. I'm Efren Lopez, and today's update will focus on the current hydrologic conditions, how they compared to normal and what they mean for San Diego County. While the headlines describe California as being drought-free, conditions remain mixed across the region, and the snowpack, not the rainfall, is really the key driver of long-term supply reliability. So the first snow survey for water year 26 showed that statewide snow water equivalent was at about 71% of average on December 30th. At Phillips Station, where the survey was conducted, snow water content was at about 50% of average, indicating early season snow deficits. This matters because the snowpack is California's largest natural reservoir, so low early snowpack raises the risk of reduced spring runoff. The December 30th snow survey showed the below average conditions, and this slide confirms that the Northern Sierra snowpack has continued to track below normal. Since then, it's currently at 52% of normal. And while the snowpack is normal, the water year is still early, and the most productive snow accumulation period typically occurs between January and March. This slide shows the Northern Sierra aid station precipitation index for water year 26. It's a key indicator used to track statewide how much precipitation has fallen in the Sierra Nevada. And as of January 20th, the index is at approximately 136% of normal. This reflects a very strong start to the winter in terms of precipitation, but not the snowpack. And it really explains why California is being what appears to be drought-free on paper, while we have a snow dependent systems like the Sierra and the Colorado River Basin that are still facing uncertainty for the season. One positive indicator is that the major state reservoirs are generally at or above their average historical averages for this time of year. So the blue in the bars represents water that's in storage. And you can see there's a lot of water in storage. This also is reflecting a very strong carryover storage from the two prior wet years, which provides an important buffer against below average snowpack that can happen, what is happening now early in the season. This slide shows a storage condition at Lake Oroville, one of the most important reservoirs for the State Water Project. As of January 20th, Oroville is at approximately 80% of capacity and about 138% of average. This slide summarizes conditions across the Colorado River Basin. The basin-wide precipitation is about near normal with about 95%, but the snowpack is only about 67% of normal, which is an example of the snow droughts we're reading in the paper. And the snowpack is critical here because it'll determine how much water will flow and reach the river systems during the spring runoff. So rainfall alone does not provide the same benefit. As a result, Lake Powell is about 27% full and Mead is at about 34% full. And this slide shows local rainfall conditions for San Diego County. So far in water year 26, using the longstanding stations at Lindbergh Field and Ramona Airport, month to date, January rainfall has been well above normal, with Lindbergh Field reporting 238% of average and Ramona Airport about 135% of average. And water year to date basis, both stations are also above average, which reflects those strong early season storm activities that we had locally. And this slide summarizes NOAA's outlook for the remainder of water year 26. We are still in La Nina conditions. That means that typically La Nina tends to shift the storms north to the north part of the state, which increases the chances of a drier than average winter in Southern California, though it doesn't prevent any storms from reaching our coast. NOAA indicates that we have about a 75% chance of transitioning to ENSO neutral between January and March. That's represented in the gray bars. And when we have neutral conditions, there is no strong signal towards a wetter or drier weather. So the outcomes really depend on individual storm systems, like those atmospheric rivers that we saw in the earlier part of the year. And finally, this slide shows NOAA's February 2026 outlook for temperature and precipitation probabilities. For Southern California, the outlook is leaning towards warmer than average and also leaning drier than average, which is consistent with La Nina pattern that we're seeing. Much of the rest of the state is equal chances category, meaning that there's no strong signal towards dry or wet conditions, which again reflects this high uncertainty. We will continue to track the storms and the weather, and we will keep informing the board as the season progresses. And this concludes my presentation. Thank you.
Thanks, Ephraim. I have a hand up from Director Scalzetti.
Thank you, Chair, for letting me ask a couple questions. On your report, and thank you for your report, it says you had the measurement of December 30th with the snowpack of about 67%. I know we had a big storm go through. Did we get a recheck on that at all or anything? Because I've heard grumblings about it, you know, getting close to where we need to be. We had a couple big storms go through there. Can you touch on that?
Yes. So currently the snowpack in the Northern Sierra is at about 52% of normal. So those storms didn't really make a big impact. I think they came down as warmer rain instead of the snow that builds the snowpack.
And those numbers you got were from December 30th? There's nothing updated?
Yeah, it's here from the 20th. It's 52% of normal. Sorry. Oh, sorry.
That's okay. But I understand. So
in December, we were at about 50% of average, and now we're at about 52%.
Okay.
Not a big change.
Thank you for the clarification. Thank you.
Could we look at slide 39 again? So just for the edification of our newer members, Lake Mead at 34% is 8.7 million feet. Our take on the river for the lower three basins is 7.5. So if we took our 7.5 today, Lake Mead would be virtually empty. So that's how drastic these reservoirs are right now. So I would entertain a motion for more snow. All right. Thanks, Ephraim. I think that's all we have today. Got to go to my guidelines here. Okay, there are no more information. General Counsel, we do not have a closed session.
That's correct.
Okay, with no further ado, we are adjourned. Thank you very much.
Engineering in 5 minutes.